big congratulations to Billie Eilish, who won for Song of the Year, Best New Artist, Album of the Year, and Record of the Year. And she got us in our feelings with a rendition of When the Party's Over with her brother Phineas by her side, who also won Producer of the Year.
The 2020 Grammys. Moving Billie Eilish ever closer to her role as the Illuminati goddess. We're going to talk about the 2020 Grammys, of course. It was like 25 hours long, and I watched all of it for you because I did not want to watch it. I don't want to see that. I hate award shows. I've seen so many over the years covering all these award shows, and the Grammys this year had some stuff we need to talk about. Nothing too insane. No exorcisms of Nicki Minaj and her demons, her demonic spirits that she says possess her, Roman Zelensky and such. No, instead we saw something that I've been talking about for over a year. Talking about Billie Eilish and her role at the top of the manipulation food chain. So yeah, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into some of these pre-parties, some of the politics of the Grammys, Tyler the Creator, some commercials. We're talking about some of the commercials during the Grammys. Lil Nas X, Nipsey Hussle. That's it, man. We're going to get into it. Let's do it. This year, of course, Billie Eilish crushed it. She's the chosen one to push the agenda. That's why I said, if you recall, in my 2019 year wrap-up show that included some predictions for 2020, I discussed how she was going to be further pushed into the limelight. And you know what? We'll get back to her in a minute. Let me plant that seed. We'll get back to it. Let's talk about the pre-parties. There's a Grammys pre-party hosted every year by Clive Davis. You'll recall this is the one that Whitney Houston died and everyone was partying up, even though she died in the bathtub, the Illuminati goddess passage. The night before, her daughter Bobby Christina almost died in the bathtub in the same hotel on the same floor. Just a coincidence. Then Bobby would die, unfortunately, from that same fate many years later. The bathtub, the Illuminati goddess. That's what they threatened Kim Kardashian with, if you recall. That's why Kanye West had that mental breakdown. The St. Pablo rant was right after they put her in the bathtub and threatened her life. And this year, the P. Diddy went on some rant, almost an hour long, talking about the lack of hip-hop's presence of black artists at the Grammys. P. Diddy, of course, recipient of some Grammy Awards in the past. But hey, you know, everyone needs represented here. That's what his argument was. And then there's also, now there's this new Rock Nation pre-party that occurs every year. Last year, Nipsey Hussle was there. And then, of course, he was shot and killed a couple months later. And this year, Robert H.J. Kraft was there. In attendance. Curious fella, right? We talked about him during my Aaron Hernandez show. When they asked him what he does for a living, and he paused, had to think about what he did for a living, and said, whatever they tell me to. Who's they, buddy? Why do you do what they tell you to? We all know. And of course, this year, we can't ignore the tragedy of Kobe Bryant's passing. I just published a show on that yesterday, if you haven't listened to it. And there were some tributes to that during the Grammys, of course. Why not, right? It's at the Staples Center. But this year, I noticed there was a logo for the Grammys of an inverted triangle. They understand what that means. That's the symbolic of the feminine energy. That's why when you see in the occult ritual magic ideas, you see the Seal of Solomon, which has an upright triangle and an inverted triangle. It's the balancing of energies there. duality a little bit of white magic, a little bit of black magic. Put them all together and you get a good time. So I was actually surprised there weren't more sort of female empowerment moments on during the Grammys. And it could be because they fired their CEO, Deborah Dugan, the first female CEO of the Academy. They fired her because they put her in place, and then she was placed on administrative leave for complaining to HR about sexual harassment, pay gaps, conflicts of interest on the show's nomination process, which I believe is part of this big thing, right? So 10 days before the Grammys, they fired her. And I read, in fact, we covered this already, but I'll cover it one more time in case you forgot. From The Atlantic, she basically said that there was some sexual harassment going on. I want to get to the part that, you know, there's some ideas that black artists are underrepresented. Okay, yes. But she was saying that there's record allegations about how the award-giving process really works. And she goes on about how, basically, out of thousands, there's a 12,000-person voting membership group, and it is overwhelmingly white and male. And that there were artists that should have been nominated that did not because they wanted to put other artists in their place. Who do you think that would be? It's Billie Eilish. We all know. We all know the answer. It's Billie Eilish. And I'm filling in the blanks there. I don't have anything to back that up factually. I just already know that's how this works. It's how the entertainment industry works. The handlers. Rich white men, of course. The demons. The demon and demonic influences of America. But yeah, she got fired. So I think that's why they laid off of the female empowerment stuff. And as I already mentioned, it was at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. This is, and as Alicia Keys said in the intro, that's the house that Kobe built. And they started out with a tribute. Boys to Men were there. And you'll see on the images that Alicia Keys ends doing the 666 hand. Which I'm going to guess that the official reason why she did that was because it's the Hindu mudra for feminine energy. I would guess that's her position on it. She's one of those New Ager types, I'm sure of it. And you can see these images. I've posted them on my social medias. Check out the show notes for the links. Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. Twitter at Illuminati Eyes. Or go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, the old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned way we used to do things. Your choice. But I got images for all these things I'm talking about, so check them out. And a link to a big old Billie Eilish analysis is in that show notes as well. Now, so she does the 666 hand. Why do we care? Well, because you see it again. Tyler, the Creator, he came out again with Boyz II Men. And the one dude was doing the 666 hand. And I captured that on the screenshot for you. Why are they doing this? He's not doing it because it's a Hindu mudra for feminine energy, is he? Could it be a reference to LeBron James doing the ritual sacrifice of Kobe Bryant? Because LeBron's always doing the 666 hand. If you listen to my show, I talk about his sort of ritualistic obsession with it. And he had last posted about The Alchemist on his personal quest, which I tied to Aleister Crowley on the show, if you heard, because guess who shows up tonight? Aleister Crowley, indeed. So yeah, let's talk about Tyler, the Creator. Can't not mention that. I was actually shocked they let him perform. He's kind of a wild guy. He started the performance, and the opening line of the track the track was called New Magic Wand. Okay, so there's that. But the performance starts with, sometimes you got to close a door to open a window. Right? Pretty innocuous. However, if you look this up, it comes from a phrase. There's a phrase, a common phrase, that's when God closes a door, he opens a window. So why did Tyler, the Creator, not say when God closes the door, he opens a window? He says sometimes you got to close the door to open the window. We all know why. It's because of the apotheosis, the Freemasonry stuff. God becomes man, man becomes God. All is one. Because you see, the idea for the New World Order, the Aeon of Horus, the age of that Aleister Crowley ushered in, man becomes God. And it's subtle things like that. It's an appropriate way to start the performance for his song called New Magic Wand. And Tyler, the Creator, of course, Satanist. You can see him wearing Aleister Crowley shirts. Plenty of lyrics on albums like Goblin about Satanism. I pulled one out for you. Oh, that's 3336. Isn't he a devil worshiper? Because I'm too ignorant to do some research. And what he's saying there is he's not just trying to be shocking with his stuff about Satanism, just to sell records. He actually is steeped in the education of this stuff, of the like Absol, if the other rapper, has a whole album about Crowley, Do What Thou Wilt, it's called. And if you look at Tyler's clothing line, he has 666s and inverted crosses. So I am very confident that he knows a thing or two about ritual magic and these high-profile rituals like the Grammys. In fact, he came on his stage, he rose up out of the ground on what appeared to be a black cube. Ish. It was more like a big stone kind of thing. So I hesitate to say it was a black cube, the Saturnian black cube. But yeah, that look out for that guy. Dave Chappelle, he rightfully won a comedy award, and true to character, didn't even go up on stage to get it. He wasn't anywhere near these weirdos. I think he was at the pre-party, though. I saw pictures of him with Ellen DeGeneres before the Grammys. Tanya Tucker was on there. I don't listen to country, but, you know, she's one of those. You could just see, listening to her, she's one of those old-school, shit-kicking country types. Got to respect that. I'm pretty sure she could. No, I'm definitely sure she could kick Keith Urban's ass. a commercial. I'm kind of giving it to you sequentially as I saw it. If you recall, I watch these every year. In fact, the one year I did it with Freeman, and we did it live. We did like a live stream for like the entire show. It was like 4 hours. So be happy. I'm going to condense this down to less than 30 minutes for you. There's a commercial for a show called Motherland Fort Salem, which was full of all the stuff we've been talking about for so long. All these shows influencing the kids, from Harry Potter to The Magicians to The Order to Sabrina. There's another one there I'm missing. What is it? It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying. There's all these shows that show kids how they too can be adolescents that are strong and powerful with the powers of the occult. And that's what the commercial showed me, so I looked it up. And sure enough, I read the description. It says, this show follows three young women from basic training in combat magic into early deployment. In a women-dominated world in which the U.S. ended persecution of witches 300 years ago after an agreement. And on the commercial, you see the pentagrams and the all-seeing eye and the magical incantations. So let's look for that, right? And they said the executive producers included Will Ferrell, of all people. I thought that was odd. But yeah, this show drops in March 2020 on Freeform. So add that to the list of occultist shows. Billie Eilish. Now, her performance, she didn't do anything crazy. I was kind of surprised by that. She's always pushing the envelope with the racy sort of stuff to get her name out there. But why? Why would she not do anything? She just did sort of like a acapella acoustic thing. Well, I think that they wanted to introduce her to the parents on this stage. And of course, you can't be doing all that wild stuff, right? Meanwhile, in the background, she's got this whole gang of occult symbolism. Like her video for Good Girls Go to Hell has her as the fallen angels with the alchemical blackening, and she's wearing inverted crosses and all that stuff. But when when mom and dad sit down with little Susie to watch the Grammys this year, they thought, oh, wow, is this the artist you like? Wow, she's really great. She's got a great voice. And look at her brother. Isn't he cute? You know? Meanwhile, her brother's out banging a chick that looks just like Billie Eilish. Totally normal. Totally normal. It'll come up again. We're going to find out more. Mark my words. And this might be many years from now. But we're going to find out something not good is happening at home there. Okay. And that's just my guess. I don't know if I'm right. I'm not labeling this as an incestual relationship. I'm just saying it's very odd. And it's very odd that Drake was texting this girl when she was 17. He was 33, if you recall. That was a big stink in the media just a couple months ago. And then someone photoshopped she said she turned 18 and Drake said, I've been waiting on social media, but the claim is that that was photoshopped. That didn't really happen. So pick your reality of what you thought happened there. Usher came out, did a tribute to Prince, wearing a jacket with the different phases of the moon going around, orbiting what looked like an eyeball, like a big all-seeing eye. Or maybe it was a planet, or maybe it was the sun, or maybe it was Saturn. I couldn't tell. But I found it curious because Prince, in fact, if you recall, died in his home on top of a sort of astrological diagram he has on his floor in front of his elevator, which he openly said the elevator was the devil. Lil Nas X, he came out and did the Old Town Road, and then he switched out hats and came out with the goat hat with the goat with the horns, while the lightning bolts crashed all around. Of course, the lightning bolts symbolize the Luciferian energies. And on the set, you'll see Billy Ray Cyrus walking past a UFO for no apparent reason. It happened pretty quick. Again, I got the images. Check out the social media links there in the show notes. But if you recall, this is an alien-loving family, the Cyrus family. Miley was part of that Storm Area 51 deal, posting how she was going to go. And then Billy Ray Cyrus himself, back in 2011, claimed to see UFOs up in the sky. He said there were 6 UFOs up in the sky in front of him. He said, and I quote, "Special moment for Dad." Very odd. Part of the alien agenda. Nipsey Hussle tribute happened, and there wasn't a whole lot going on here, surprisingly. But Roddy Ricch made a cameo. This is a new rapper. I'm very suspicious of his sudden rise. So when I saw him as part of the ensemble doing their little tribute, I thought it curious, because Nipsey put him on with a song called Racks in the Middle. So could it be that Nipsey was the sacrifice for Roddy Ricch? Again, just an allegation, just an idea. Don't run with that. Oh, and by the way, for the people that have been dropping the comments on the socials about how, they think I'm trashing on rappers because I don't think a black man can achieve anything without the Illuminati. It's not like that at all. I'm a big fan of the rap music. Let's not get things all twisted up here. You know? Jesus Christ wasn't a white man. The guy who invented algebra, he was from the Middle East. And then you've got, of course, one of the cradles of civilization, ancient Egypt. Lots of powerful black men and women in our history. They built the pyramids. No, they don't even know how to do that now. How'd they build the pyramids thousands of years ago? I'm definitely not of that racist, scientific, Darwinian camp that thinks white people are further evolved. In fact, I can't believe I'm even addressing this. I think these were Russian trolls on my Twitter feed or something. But yeah, I just want to clarify that, because I don't want people to think that by any means that, you know, I pick on every artist, first off. Let's get that out the way. No one's above some good conspirizing. But Roddy Ricch, he is strange to me, because I don't think he's that good. But you'd think he was the hottest MC to touch the mic. He's got a hit song right now called The Box. And that's a song about a gun clip. But a box Made me think of the Saturnian Cube, which we saw Tyler Creator coming up on. And of course, Saturnian energies are the bass frequency, which is a lot of this lyrical content you see in the rap music. About material desires. The pleasures of a nihilistic vision of our world. But on the box, he's got a curious line that supports my Nipsey Hussle theory. He says, oh my, I can't say most of these words. Let's just skip to the one line. He says, I won't never sell my soul, and I can back that. Now, why would he say that? Why would he feel the need to say that? Is it because simply because there's allegations of rappers being in the Illuminati or selling their soul to the Illuminati? Maybe. I mean, that's out in the pop culture zeitgeist. Or could it be that he was part of this Nipsey Hussle thing? Well, we'll keep an eye on old Roddy Rich. See what he does. Moving along. We're almost done here. Hang in there. Post Malone. He was on a commercial for Doritos called Post Limon Doritos. Actually kind of funny. He gets a triangle tattooed right on his face. Is he Illuminati confirmed? Well, probably not. We love Post Malone, don't we? Because he lives out here in Utah, on the commercial, you even see him hand his driver's license, which is a Utah license, to the bouncer. But yeah, that happened. And then finally, let's wrap this up. Billie Eilish. Billie and her brother won Best Song, and he said something very strange.
You say so, please.
This is a really, really big deal, and we don't... I have no idea what to say. I didn't think we were going to win this at all. I loved every song on this list. I want to thank my girlfriend, my best friends, our entire team. You know, we just make music in a bedroom together. We still do that. And they let us do that. And I just, this is to all of the kids who are making music in their bedroom today. You're going to get one of these.
He said they make music in their bedroom, which doesn't sound like super odd until you look at his girlfriend. And see that she looks like a doppelganger for Billie Eilish. Which I find very creepy. And that takes us into our conclusion here. We're going to wrap this up. Billie Eilish, she broke records yesterday for being the youngest to win so many Grammys. Best New Artist, Record of the Year, etc. But this is all part of the plan for her. This is what Deborah Dugan was talking about, how this is a rigged system. P. Diddy was talking about how this is a rigged system. She is supposed to win these awards. Back in June 2019, I did a full expose on her. You got to listen to that show or check out the article on IlluminatiWatcher.com. I got the link in the description in the show notes. Don't Google it because they've shadow banned most of my stuff. You won't find it till page 3. But she, they want to portray her as the mouthpiece of a new generation, and she's this genius. Yet every interview I've ever seen with her are like these fluff pieces. Oh, what's your favorite color? Even on the red carpet at the Grammys, like, she didn't have anything to say. Like, she kept saying, like, oh, this is like a dream. And, like, they try to, like, pry information out of her, and she couldn't say anything, you know? And look, like, she's a young lady, and I was pretty dumb when I was 18, so, like, I'm not trying to say, like, she's a dumb person. What I am saying is that they're trying to say, oh, she's a genius. But she's not, right? She's been in a commercial doing the all-seeing eye in a bathtub. That's not a promising outlook, as we already talked about with Whitney, Bobby, Kim K. It's called the My Calvin's commercial. Look it up. It's in my analysis. Then you got to look at her lyrics. She got the song, Bury a Friend. She says, for the debt I owe, gotta sell my soul, because I can't say no. No, I can't say no. This is her dream. This is her dream, and she sold her soul to do it. I've been talking to a gentleman on email. I don't know if he wants to share his name, so I'm going to leave him anonymous for now. He claims he talked to a very good psychic, and she confirmed, long story short, that Billie Eilish has a demon attached to her. That's right. Is it true? on her song, All Good Girls Go to Hell. She says, my Lucifer is lonely. There's nothing left to save me now. My God is going to owe me. There's nothing left to save now. Is she part of the big plan, the big agenda, the evolution of consciousness? I'd argue so. She's got a song called You Should See Me in a Crown, and the video has her, of course, in a crown. And this is a direct reference to the age of the crowned and conquering child, because, of course, she was a child at that point. She just turned 18. This is the Aeon of Horus, the New Age that Aleister Crowley spoke of, part of the Age of Aquarius stuff. The New Age is the plan for the future. And this, of course, began way back in 1904. It represents the growth of innocence, irresponsibility, and the rise of occult practices through entertainment, of all things. Is that not what we live in? I'm going to read you from the Book of the Law. This is the book that a demon whispered into Crowley's ear. Quote, referring to Horus, he rules the present period of 2,000 years, beginning in 1904. Everywhere his government is taking root. Observe for yourselves the decay of the sense of sin, the growth of innocence and irresponsibility, the strange modifications of the reproductive instinct with a tendency to become bisexual or epicene, the childlike confidence in progress combined with nightmare fear of catastrophe against which we are yet half unwilling to take precautions. Consider the popularity of the cinema, the wireless, the football pools, and guessing competitions, all devices for soothing fractious infants, no seed of purpose in them. Consider sport, the babyish enthusiasms and rages which it excites, whole nations disturbed by disputes between boys. Consider war, the atrocities which occur daily and leave us unmoved and hardly worried. We are children. Consider the outcrop of dictatorships, only possible when moral growth is in its earliest stages, and the prevalence of infantile cults like communism, fascism, fascism, health crazes, occultism in nearly all its forms, religions sentimentalized to the point of practical extinction. So there you have it. Straight from the demon's mouth. The ideas that we're obsessed with the cinema, the movies, the entertainment. The idea that we're obsessed with sports, the sports ball, as is evident with the death of Kobe Bryant. Is there any other topic to discuss? It's just sports. And I'm not saying, like, let's take anything away from the death of one of the greatest players to ever play the game. I'm just saying, in the big scheme of things, like, it's just a sport. And, of course, we're going to see that with the Super Bowl. The insane reactions to these disputes between boys, as it's described in Crowley's book. So the New Age is self-realization, self-actualization, individuality, finding one's true will, which is something LeBron James is into. And the age of magical expressions. That's why people like Tyler the Creator are singing songs called New Magic Wand. That's why we're seeing commercials for shows about girls joining a cult military to learn combat magic. That's why Billie Eilish is being put up on a pedestal as the voice of a generation, because she's going to guide the children down the path. The dark path. Yes, indeed. Did you read my book, The Dark Path? It explains all this stuff, why this is happening. Get it on Amazon or Audible. Get it on Audible. Get it for free. Just sign up for a free trial. But yeah, that's what we saw at the 2020 Grammys. What did you think of it? Did you watch it? Did you sit through 4 hours of Grammys? You can check out the images. Go hit all the links in the show notes for my social medias. Check out the images I grabbed for the 666 hand and all that crap. And like and subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Join the community. Join your community. And until next time, stay woke.